Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the Help of God series is Two Types of Help, Part 2. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 60 and verse 11. Give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. We started the last day speaking about the phenomenon called help. We looked at the two kinds of help from our scripture and saw that even though both were called help, one was described as useless. The Amplified version of the Bible calls the help of man ineffectual. That means the help has no effect. Now David, the man who wrote this psalm, is one of the most admired men in scripture today. He was a man of consistent results. He was a man of understanding. Aside from the fact that all scripture is inspired by the Holy Spirit, David was one man you could listen to because he proved over and over again that he could replicate the results he had. Now, replication of results is proof of mastery. This was David, the one who had slain a giant as a youth, subdued nations as head of the military, won wars and battles, and done incredible things. It's this same David saying, "Lord, please give us help from trouble." There are things he must have encountered to show him that there was a help that could come from the Lord, which could cause unusual deliverance. He must have also had encounters that taught him that help, which originates from man, never produces much. My dear listeners, if you take nothing else from this series, take these two things. One, God helps. He can help in any situation at all. And two, man cannot help you. Now, please allow me to explain. When God helps many times, he uses men to render this help. So do not think that when I say man cannot help, I mean that man cannot be an agent of help. Not at all. When we say the help of man is useless, what we really mean is that man is limited in so many ways and really has no capacity to help in the actual sense of the word. Man may give you what you have asked for, but that may not be what you need. Man may promise to give something and become incapacitated. There are too many limitations to man, and these limitations cause him to become an ineffectual originator of help. My dear listeners, my prayer for you is that you get to the stage where God is the first and only person you think of in your time of need. No man can help you. Your pastor cannot help you effectively. Your rich relatives cannot help you. Your friends cannot help you. God is the only one that can. Why? Because he is all-seeing, he knows what you need, he's the possessor of all things, including the men you are looking up to. He's the one who knows what and how to deploy the advantage that you need. I know we are moving a bit slowly, but please stay with me. We will continue with this in the next episode. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Lord, please, I pray for every listener that beyond my words, you will teach them yourself about your help. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.